CEO After Hours, Fortune Magazine. What do they really do in their precious time off? By Miles Johnson, Senior Fortune Writer, New York. One might be inclined to think that our great masters of the universe, the CEOs of the Fortune 500 group, work tirelessly and for endless hours toiling to better shareholder value, increasing ROI, and strategizing to move into the next emerging markets. Get a life is how others might respond. To be fair, it would be interesting to examine just how these corporate kings, perched high above their underlings, spend their leisure time. Fortune talked to three CEOs who generously volunteered their time to tell us, in fact, what they do with this time. You'd be surprised to find out. Jazz, flying, and kite surfing are all part of it. Read on to find out more. Shell's CEO, Jan van de Aas, has been at the head of the massive organization for the last 10 years. He does take time off and was recently seen at the Dutch resort town of Zandvoort playing saxophone in the street. Jan van de Aas, Shell. First of all, it is difficult to define what are after hours. Shell works 24/7, so there really are no after hours. It also doesn't make sense to work oneself into the ground only to burn out. I've been a saxophone player for many years. I was actually considering a career as a jazz man. My heroes are John Coltrane, Monk, and without a doubt, Bill Evans. This dates me. I'm not that old, but I actually have seen some of the jazz superstars live. Miles Davis in 1987 at the North Sea Jazz Festival in The Hague. Oddly enough, I actually like to play for a crowd. If I can't play inside, I will go to the street. I have a few buddies from my university days that sit in. Actually, it's more like me sitting in with them. I usually keep a pretty low key, although I have been spotted on occasion. I once got to the office only to find a picture of me on the intranet. I always think of Bill Clinton. We are closet jazzers. We once played together when he was on vacation in Europe. Janet Lee, CEO at McDonald's, has been known to take time off to go flying. She says it calms her. She will also use it for business purposes. Janet Lee, McDonald's. People look at me like I'm crazy when I tell them how much I love flying. I've been flying since high school, and it has a zen effect on me. I've logged 2,000 hours. I have a twin-engine Piper and fly mostly when I have time. On occasion, I fly for business, but then I take a co-pilot along. It puts me in another world, and I'm gone. I have never had any major incidents, but I have had to do an emergency landing. I was flying over Mexico City when we lost an engine. We were able to bring the plane in safely. Impressive? Running McDonald's is the big challenge. I always say it's more perilous to drive to work. Do you want to go up? Mercedes CEO Gerhard Schroeder loves kitesurfing. He is often found on the beaches of the North Sea practicing. We caught up with him in his office to find out more. Schroeder from Mercedes. They actually told me I had to have a surf coach with me at all times. By they, I mean the Mercedes board. They said it's too risky. Well, I've been doing it for a long time, and so far, so good. It was certainly easier when I was director of production, because I felt I didn't have so many people watching. Now, if I can go see competitions, I'm off. There are some fantastic world-class competitions in Brittany, France. I've had a few scratches now and then. A friend of mine broke two legs and his jaw. This is all a result of lack of preparation. Like Mercedes, preparation and execution are paramount. Read more next week when Miles Johnson meets up with HSBC CEO Hugh Smith.